If the Duke continue these favours towards you, Cesario, you are like to be much advanced. He has known you but 3 days, and already you are no stranger.
You either fear his humour or my negligence, but you call in question the continuance of his love. Is he in constant fire in his favours?
No, believe me.
I thank you. Here comes the count.
Who saw Cesario ho?
On your attendant, my lord, here.
Stand you a while alone.
Cesario, thou knowest no less but all. I have unclasped to thee the book even of my secret soul. Therefore, good youth, address thy gate unto her. Be not denied access. Stand at her doors and tell them there thy fixed foot shall grow till thou have audience.
Sure, my noble lord, if she be so abandoned to her sorrow as it is spoke, she never will admit me.
Be clamorous, and leap all civil bounds rather than make unprofited return.
Say I do speak with her, my lord. What then?
Oh, then unfold the passion of my love. Surprise her with discourse of my dear faith. It shall become thee well to act my woes. She will attend it better in thy youth than in a nuncio's of more grave aspect.
I think not so, my lord.
Dear lad, believe it. For they shall yet belie thy happy years that say thou art a man. Diana's lip is not more smooth than Rubius. Thy small pipe is as the maiden's organ, shrill of sound, and all is sensitive of a woman's parts. I know thy constellation is right apt for this affair. Some 4 or 5 attend him. All if you will, for I myself am best when least in company. Prosper well in this, and thou shalt live as freely as thy lord to call his fortunes thine.
I am doing my best to woo your lady. Yet above all strife, whoe'er I woo, myself would be his wife.